Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews. You may be thinking, wait, you were just here 12 hours ago. And you know, I kind of like the morning, afternoon thing that I've kind of been going on. So I think we're going to continue that through our 12 days of Christmas. So hopefully that'll make some of the episodes a little easier for some of my viewers. I've got a little bit of feedback that, hey, do you always have to do them so early in the morning? Doesn't mean they have to listen to them then. But it's always a lot of fun. So I hope you had a chance to check out yesterday. And of course, our other 12 days of Christmas so far that we're on day 5 now. So we have got day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, and of course, day 5. So we are almost halfway there. Tomorrow will be the halfway point, and it will be a doozy because we are fully announcing our grand prize tomorrow. And we are also announcing something that I don't know if we're going to be able to make it yet because we are falling a little bit short. We're way outdoing where we were last year at this point by far. But as of right now, I've had 292 submissions. I know I look the same as I did for yesterday's show, but I'm actually doing this one quite a few hours later, and I went back and checked my messages and finished counting all the ones that were coming in. I'm like going, holy crap, that's a lot of things. So yes, I'm still dressed like I was yesterday. Still, everything else is the same as it was yesterday. Just it's a few hours later. So here I am. And this is a movie from 2016. If you caught yesterday's show, I'm pretty sure you know which one we're going to be talking about today, as we are talking about the sequel to Yesterday. So today is Independence Day Resurgence, this poster right over here. If you are just listening on the podcast, I hope you have a chance to come over here to check us out on YouTube and on Rumble to kind of check out all of the goodies that you could only get on the visual side of it. Now, mind you, I hope you're enjoying the audio side of it as well, but there is just something special about watching the video. You get to see the facial expressions and the laughter and the tears, depending on the movie we're talking about. But with this one, it's a bit interesting. And this is going to be one of the few reviews that you actually get to hear one of my posse reviews as well. Over the years, I've had a few people that have worked with me, and I kind of got their feelings and had them also rate movies on the deputy scale. And so it's kind of interesting seeing how different people interpret the deputy scale on that. So it's just kind of a little interesting tidbit that I'm going to be sharing with you. I do want to share with you the podcast image on this, and I'm going to go ahead and share too that I'm giving Independence Day Resurgence a guilty rating as well. If you want to share this with younger viewers, that is perfectly fine with me. But I just like to give that just because the language and some of the scenes are maybe a little bit much for some young viewers. But ultimately, parents and guardians have the ultimate say-so. I'm just using this as a metric to kind of give you a helping hand. You never know. But so this is the podcast image for this. Just squared it off a bit. Just super simple. Back to the regular poster. Before I get into the original review that I had on moviedeputy.com, I want to share the trailer with you. So let's jump over to that. Have you ever noticed ever when a movie opening's like with that sound? You know, it's going to be intense. You're just kind of expecting something just spectacular at that point. I have to admit, when I went to see this movie and they had this scene here, it reminded me of like the cars in Twister, how they're kind of all driving right in a line and they're all very similar vehicles, and just kind of how that big like rich guy, the meteorologist dude, and it's all just identical vehicles just right in a row driving along. That I couldn't help but think about that when I saw this part of the movie. Was that what they were going for? Probably not, but...
We found something out here. Something only you might understand.
Oh my God. I spent 20 years trying to get us ready for this. We used their technology to strengthen our planet. But it won't be enough.
This see them in my dreams. They're coming back.
Today, you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly.
We've had 20 years to prepare for this from the last one. The original came out in 1996. This one came out in 2016, so 20 years later. And how did we prepare ourselves? It's like we always knew they were going to come back, but were we ready? Now, you're probably wondering score-wise where I'm at, and I usually don't share the score before I kind of get into the review, but I felt that this one's kind of an important one to do that with, maybe. I'm going to share with you the movie Deputy score, and then I'm going to share with you the Posse movie Deputy score after I share the review. The original score that I gave Independence Day Resurgence on the movie Deputy scale was a 5.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Of course, the Deputy scale, sorry. Can I say that any more times? But it's just, the story doesn't carry quite as far. It picks up 20 years later, obviously, but just doesn't have the same passion as the first one had going through it. And it's still a very intense story, very entertaining, but it falls short in a few places. And I want to kind of get into that a little bit with the review that I have of this. We always knew they'd come back. We thought we'd be ready. We had no idea. With 20 years to prepare, our advancements in technology have expanded astronomically. Thing is, even with everything, there's no way we could have been prepared for this. Last time, it was as simple as infecting them with a virus to make them vulnerable to our attacks. This time, they have the upper hand. As the best of the best take to the skies against these foes, you may find many recognizable faces along the way. Even though we have all of our advancements, there is something that we couldn't have been prepared for. This surprise is one that we probably couldn't face alone. An unlikely ally will help in ways that were unimaginable prior to this. Only this now opens the door for even more. Will we win this epic battle? Or will this be the end of civilization as we know it? That can only be answered upon watching this epically unusual sequel to Independence Day. This feels like a compilation of ideas from many other major motion pictures. There are bits and pieces that will feel out of place, but as a whole, there is flow to this. A surprising adventure that ends up as much as a comedy as anything else. Does it successfully add to the story? Definitely. But it just doesn't live up to the hype. There is more for it, though, as this gives the idea that there will be more to come. Come and watch this. Then decide for yourself if you want to see more. Now, yes, I did write all of that. That was the original review that had been on moviedeputy.com. I always like to embellish things a little bit. I like to bring out the emotion. I like to ask those questions. And so I've started asking people, it's like, what do you miss? Do you prefer the type where I'm just sharing with you the reviews that I had written, or where it's more of a conversation about the movie? So I always love to hear feedback on that. Now, my posse member that was with me, his name was Kevin. So shout out, Kevin, if you're listening. Hello. He actually gave the movie a 5.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, not too much different. I mean, just kind of in the same ballpark. But But his reviews, his version of the review definitely was a bit different. And I'll, as I share it with you, I'm sure you'll pick up on the differences. They're back! And if you were expecting a fun alien flick like the first one, but with higher stakes and more destruction, well, here you go. It's been 20 years since the first movie. We had to prepare for the return, and did they ever return? However, the gap of Will Smith's character was definitely felt. Sure, we had some... Sure, we had some flashes of him, but it missed a bit without him. Their ship is roughly the size of the entire United States, if not more. That's definitely bigger than the last one. The disaster portion of the movie was fun to watch, and the magnitude of the invaders was definitely bigger. Now, that's what I call a close encounter. Wait, that was the first one, so do we win again? Do we pull it off in time? What do we know that... What... We do know that we will not go quietly into the night. We won't go down without a fight. Of course we won't. It has flaws, but it's a summer alien comedy end of the world again flick. So go have fun and watch as we take them on once again. So you can definitely tell he had a little bit of a different style approaching some of the reviews than I had. But I definitely appreciate that. And no, I'm not hiring anybody at the moment. But it's always interesting to see what a different perspective, kind of following the same scale, same jumble mess of all that, that it is a little bit. So it was definitely appreciative to see a different perspective on that and to kind of get, he, as you can see, he focused a little bit more on some of the technical stuff, like the missing actor and things like that. And I mean, just for me personally, I don't try to focus on that. I want to look at the content and how it plays out. My whole thing is that I interrogate movies for their plot and content, and I always want to keep doing that just because that's me, hence why I created Deputy in the first place. Now, you're probably wondering about the trivia for today. Now, this one might throw you for a little bit of a loop, but it's not as difficult as it sounds, so just bear with me on this. Are you ready for question 5 of 12 so far? It sounds like I'm talking about the Borg. No. It's not 7 of 9, it's 5 of 12. Well, I guess we are talking about an alien movie, so it fits. But the question for day 5, what popular Christmas movie was called Glittering Frostwork by a well-known author of the day? And what author said it? Again, the term was Glittering Frostwork. So what Christmas movie was referred to as that? Or maybe, I guess it was referred to something before it was a movie, but we know it today as a movie. And then what author said it, just for a little clarification on that. So I hope you're having a lot of fun with this. I know I am. I'm really excited about tomorrow, where we are going to be talking about the plethora of prizes that are going to be available. So I want you to be sure and take your notes, get all of this information down, go back and listen to the episodes again if necessary, so you can get all of the clues and everything that you need for this trivia game, and so you can figure out what all these movies have in common. That's going to be a special one. So I hope, like I said, I hope you're having as much fun with this as I am. The questions will still have some variations, some easy, some difficult, some that are going to make you scratch your head a little bit. But that's the fun of it, or at least I think so. So, as always, be sure to like and subscribe so you get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content, so you don't miss a single day of our 12 days of Christmas. And not just these. It's like, you want to keep following us through the year, because we're going to have all sorts of other stuff happening and other changes that are coming forth after the first of the year with Movie Deputy. Oh, don't worry. All good. But as always, I'm having a lot of fun, so I hope you are too, and I can't wait to come talk to you again soon. Bye, everybody.